Yeah, I'm listening. Okay, so the question is like this. It was suggested that what? That maybe you learn a different way. Maybe you learn like this. That you're only chayev to do tashbisu on places, on either chametz you know about, or on places that's likely to be found, because you don't have to assume it's going to be anywhere else. So that's why if you do that, that's all you're required to do. That's all the tashbisu requires, right? It's not a question in the rishus. It's not defining the rishus in any way. It's just you have to search for the mitzvah of tashbisu requires you to search for chametz. But you don't search like a fool. You search like a chacham. So you search in places that's ragelim motzei sham, right? And that's why you're not going to be over, because you fulfilled your obligation of tashbisu. When you find chametz later, you're not going to be over because you fulfilled your obligation of tashbisu, right? And you don't have to come on to this whole idea of a makom and qualifying the makom and the shame in the makom. Just go straight, right? Yeah. The only thing is saying like this thing. That's learning that the tashbisu is like a separate mitzvah, of looking for chametz, and it's structured in a rational way to how to look for a thing. And then by your motzei is just an isser for failing to have done that mitzvah. Right? It's a consequence of being mevatel that asay. If you're mevatel that asay, then you're over this lav. Right? But so then you can define tashbisu aside from the lav. You don't look at the lav to understand what tashbisu is. You look at tashbisu in its own right. You can look at it on its own. But we're saying the opposite. We're saying tashbisu is just an avoidance of bayirah bayimotzei. It doesn't have its own existence as its own kiyum a mitzvah per se. There would be no tashbisu if there weren't an isra of bayirah bayimotzei. It wouldn't exist. So therefore you have to ask, what is the isra of bayirah bayimotzei? And then you have to formulate tashbisu to avoid it. Right? So if that's the case, then the way the Ron is learning, he's learning that since he's learning, you don't have an obligation of tashbisu at all if you don't have chametz yadua or a makom that is rogalim matzei sham. And he proves it from the Gluska Yafa case. So then it turns out that then you must say that there's no iser of bayira bayimotzei and chametz she'eni yadua in a makom that's not rogeli motzei sham. That's the only way bedika will work, he says. So the only way to say bedika is good midaraisa is if you formulate it in this way, that on chametz that's not yadua in a makom that's not rogeli motzei sham, there's no iser on, and therefore no corresponding tashbisu. Says, but if you're going to say you're chayev on any piece of chametz anywhere in your house, so then bedika will not work, because there still remains a chshash of chametz she'eino matzoi. So that's what he's saying. It's going to have to, you have to go back to bayira bayimotzei, I think. And that's what he says in the end. He says, if you're going to learn that there's bittul min haTorah, then you have to say, like we're saying over here, that you can't be over the mafreya on the gluska yafa that you missed. Meaning to say that's not existing in your rishus in a way that's considered over bayira bayimotzei. That when you find the gluska yafa, after you rendered the whole house baduk and you didn't know about it, it did not exist in your rishus in a way that is considered bayira bayimotzei. Right? But if you're going to say it did, if you're going to say bedika doesn't work midaraisa, so that means it wasn't your rishus in an improper way, right? Then you're going to have to say you need bittul. You can't rely on the chazakah to say that the chazakah is not good to actually remove every piece of chametz. So if the isra is to have any piece of chametz in your rishus, so then the asay of accomplishing that has to fit it perfectly, right? It has to fit it perfectly. So the only thing that we'll do is bittul.
So then what's the point of a bedika at that point in time?
So then that's the way the other Rishonim apparently are learning. That the Bedika has nothing to do with Ba'yir Rabba Yimatzei. It has nothing to do with Ba'yir Rabba Yimatzei. It only has to do with Shemo Yovel La'ochlo. Understand? It would seem that that's the way the Rhine is learning, the Machlokas, of whether you say there's Bedika Midaraisa or not. It would seem it's going to come down to that kind of a question. That if you're going to learn that when you find that Gluska Yafa, I mean, that's the main case of it, the Gluska Yafa. And you're not over the Mafreya, that means to say that the Bedika is good. Because you don't have any Chametz Yadua and a Mokum that's Rogali Mazisham. But if you're going to say that would still be, you'd still be Chayev on that, then that means to say that you're over on any piece of Chametz, right, anywhere in your Rishus, and you have to be Mavatalit. Bedika can't do it. We'll have to see. It's a little bit difficult to learn that way, but we'll have to see. But then the question is like this. So now it comes down to the conceptual question. So now it comes out like this. So according to the Ran, you only chayev on chametz she'ena yadua, that's in a makom that's rogeli matzisham. Why is that? If it's in a makom she'ena rogeli matzisham, you're not chayev. I mean, so what's the difference? Both of them you don't know about. In fact, you don't know about either one, right? But you're not chayev. You only chayev if it's any yadu on a makom that's rogeli matzei sham. You chayev over by your rogeli matzei, and that's why you chayev bedika. Hold on 1 second. And then the question is also why is it that if you did bittel and you find the gluska you're okay, but if you did not do bittel, if you did bedika, then you're in danger. What does Rashi say? Rashi says an interesting thing. He says, why if you did bittel are you okay? He says, the low cost of el tashbisu. He says, Abba misha batla ain't over. The low cost of el tashbisu. The Torah only said tashbisu. And I already did tashbisu. Yeah, but according to the Rashi, I did tashbisu and I did bedika too. Right? That's what keeps bothering me. According to the Ran, there are two ways to do tashbisu. So,
it implies that it's dependent on whether I fulfilled my
chiyuv. So I fulfilled my chiyuv tashbisu in both cases. So how come the fulfillment of the tashbisu of the bittul continues no matter what, but the fulfillment of the tashbisu of bedika is in danger of lapse? Didn't do anything. You did nothing. In other words, if you did nothing, you didn't do bidika, you didn't do bittel, and you find chametz. So it depends. According to the Ran, it depends. If you find in the malkum that's rogeli matzei sham, you're definitely over the mafreya.
If not, then not, because you never chayav on that chametz.
And if not, then it would seem it would be like the case on vav and beis. You'd have to burn it immediately. If you burned it immediately, you would never be over. You would not be over the mafreya. You'd never be over the mafreya. But now you have a chance of being over right now. Right, in other words, that seems to be true when you're around. If you didn't do bedika and you didn't do bittel, and you find chametz in the makom that's rogeli matzei sham, you're over the mafreya. Right? But if you find it in the makom she'ena rogeli matzei sham, you're not over the mafreya. See, what I was trying to say yesterday is like this, that if you have a makom that's rogeli matzei sham and you leave it intact with that same definition, so then when Pesach starts, you're not a meniach chametz per se, but you are meniach a makom kavua of chametz. You're meniach in your rishus a makom of chametz. Okay? Do not do bedika. Right? You're meniach a makom of chametz. Now, any chametz, now in order for chametz she'ini yadua to be considered part of your rishus, it has to be considered bimkomo in your rishus. You understand? Otherwise, it's just accidentally there. Mm-hmm. It's not part of the tashmishim of the room if this room is not used for that. And so the room is kavua for a certain tashmish, then anything that has that tashmish is automatically considered bimkomo and part of your rishus. You understand? But if it's a makom shein motzei in a regularly motzei sham, because it goes back to the same thing, that it's not really in Rishus. It's not really in Rishus. Okay? So it's only the problem of being meniachit in Yerushus, betoras mamono, like the Ramban says, or Tashmishov, right? But if it's not yadua, how are you considered to be a meniach of something that you don't know about? That's only via its validation through the quality in the place. If this is the place that's kavua for this type of a cheftza, and it's here, then it's considered bimkomo. Then it's considered that you're over by your rabbi yamatzei. It's memela because of the designation of the room. So that's why he says the mitzvah of bedika would be to remove that definition. So then anything that exists there is just accidental. But if you find it on Yom Tov, so then it's different. It's different than the bittul case. Because by the bittul case, I was already mevatel the thing. As a cheftz, I was mevatel it. And it's no longer in my rishus, really. Right? It's no longer in my rishus, because I was motzi from my rishus. That's what Rashi says. It says, all you need is the Torah never demanded that you remove it. The Torah just demanded that you're mashbis. Right? So since before Pesach started, I was mevatel it, belev. So then in the way that the Torah demanded I get rid of it, I did.
But what do you
right?
mean exactly?
I mean, what, the bittul belev?
You know, saying
to me, and yeah. But why do you say the same thing with the rishus? Since I was koveh, this is a makom that's free from chametz, right? So why do I say the same thing? So even though I found it here, how come I can change that definition, but I can't change the definition of the chametz itself, right? But I think the answer is maybe simple. It was how come? No, as we're saying like this, that bittul and bedika both work in a similar way. That bittul means before Pesach starts, you say it's not ein yichali bizchusa a klal, right? I have no, I devalue it as one of my kalim, as one of my nechasim. There's no value to me as my property, right? So then when Yadav starts, it's not considered birishusi, right? And then even if I find it later, it doesn't matter. Even if I'm salivating, it doesn't make a difference, right? It doesn't make a difference. Because, what does it say? The Torah just said, Tashbisu. But I did break the relationship already. So it's not mine. So I found something in my rishus. So it's not mine. That's not a problem. So then, we're saying similar. It works in a similar way by bedika. That by making them. That since it's not yadua before yanta starts, it's not yadua. So then I'm breaking the definition in my rishus as a makom of chametz. So then anything that exists there accidentally. Not bimakomo, not in its place. So it's not considered one of my. It's not considered one of my tashmishim, right? So then, how come when I say I already defined it like that? So then, even if I find the chametz later, it was already defined. Now, how come that definition can be broken, but the definition of the chametz can't be broken?
Well, you're not defining the chametz to the law.
It's because the Gemara is saying, why you do bedika? Because the Gemara is saying, why you do bedika? Why do bittul even though you did bedika? It's assuming you did a good bedika. Meaning now the whole place is a makom she'ena matzei sham. Right? What? So maybe it's just simple like this, that because the rishus is, the chametz is not mine anymore. In order for me to be chayev now, once I was mafkir the chametz completely, right, once I was really mafkir the chametz, as an entity, so now to be over, I'd have to be doing my sekinyan to it, right? I'd have to undo the complete relinquishment of rishus. Bittul is a total relinquishment of its bialis. So when I find it, I already relinquished all the bialis. I'm a kayim teshvisu, and it's not rishusi anymore. If I wanted that to be over, I'd have to bring it back into my rishus. I'd have to do a kinyan on it. The only thing is, if I never relinquished my bialis on it per se, and I just said that it's not considered bimkomo birshusi, but my rishus always is mine. That's the problem. Even on Pesach, the rishus is mine. Right? So right now when I find it, I can still qualify. If I don't continue the idea that my rishus is not a makom of chametz, I can qualify. I'll be able to qualify it right now as a makom of chametz. And this chametz was never mevutal. I see. Maybe I see. Ask a question. What about if somebody brings in another piece of chametz, and I look at it and I want it? I know chanami. It could be over. But that's not why a bodeg is also vato.
I mean, when you say
batal,
it's an echanami.
In other words, the reason that the bedika works is because I'm defining my rishus in a certain way. That prevents the chametz from existing in my rishus in a certain way, right? Now the chametz is really literally in my rishus, right? Tashbisu on the bittel. If I did the bittel, it would be considered it was not in my rishus at all. Now that's the key difference of it. If I did bittel, then I would say it's not in my rishus, and that's what Rashi means. Tashbisu is considered not in your rishus, right? Torah only said Tashbisu. It means say, how do you get rid of it? Bittel. So once I did bittel, it's equivalent in the eyes of the halacha to not being there at all. Okay? But if I did bedika, it's not considered not being there. Right? It's just, it's there, but it's not mitzuraf to me because I don't have a makom chametz in my rishus. Right? But if right now I change my mind and I say this is a makom chametz, so then it's literally there, and I'll be chayav.
And you can't do that because you always want your
rishus. And you can't always qualify how you want your rishus to be. So that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that could happen to any piece of chametz. If a piece of chametz rolls in on Yontif and you look at it and you say, I want my rishus to be konet, you'll be chayav right then.
Your rishus might be konet anyways.
Well, yeah, they're standing there, the whole question of the head was. So I'm saying you'd be over by Yira by Yimotze, because the only way you weren't over by Yira by Yimotze up to this point, even though Chametz was in your Rishus, is because it's not an Isser of Chametz in your Rishus per se. It's an Isser of Chametz in your Rishus in a certain way. Right? In a certain way. So I can do that. No, that's what it means, that Tashbisu is one thing. Torah says Tashbisu, it means one thing. It means don't have chametz in your rishus as a part of your functional rishus. Okay? Now you can do that the echad mishnei drachim. Okay? But they're different. If I actually do the tashbisu, so then it's considered like I removed it from my rishus. And then it's not going to come back in my rishus. It's already gone. But if I do it by saying my places don't function for chametz, none of my mekomos have the tashmish of chametz in them, then the chametz that's there is not considered to be in my rishus in the proper way, or in the improper way. But it's still there physically, it's just missing the tziruf to me of usable. You understand? I'm sort of like, it doesn't. My rishus is not machneset for me as a certain type of a chefza. But if when I know about it, I say I like it, then the mela I'm saying my rishus should. Then I'm saying it does fit into my rishus. So since I never actually removed it with bittel, the only reason why it wasn't over is because my rishus had been rejecting it, so to speak. So once I let my rishus accept it, I'm going to be chayev. But if the minute I see it, I pounce on it and destroy it. So then I never acknowledged it as a proper entity in my rishus. That's why you have to maintain the tashbisu. The tashbisu of the bittel is a tashbisu of removing the chametz b'machshavasa, like he says. That's like a removing of it with your das. But once it's removed, it's removed. That's what Rashi says. And the Torah only says tashbisu. It didn't say take it out of you, it didn't say more than that. So for the bittel, if you learn bittel is tashbisu, but you're going to say, but bedika is different. Bedika is saying, I'm going to qualify my rishus in a certain way that it's not going to allow the chametz to relate to me in a certain way. But that's a constant state. That's a constant state. Removing the object with bittel is a one-time deal. If thinking about it ka'ofer means it's like it's gone, then it's gone. to bring it back in. You'd have to do a new Maisa to bring it back in. But the Tashbisu of Bedika is a constant qualification in my Rishus. Is a qualification in my Rishus. But that has to be constant. That's like a state of the Gavra. Like you were trying to say. I think you gotta think about it more in terms of Rishus. But you can look at it that way. If you hear things in those terms, better. In other words, the bittul could go either way. You could do HaTashbisu either way. Either from the Cheftza, that you actually destroy the Cheftza b'machshavaso, or from the Gavra, that the Gavra is not a Gavra that Chometz is appropriate to. And how do you know it's not appropriate to? Because he has no makom of Chometz. So it's inappropriate Cheftza for him. So it's just existing accidentally in him. It's not really a kiyum in the gavra. The chametz has the only over by your rabbi Motzei when the chametz is a kiyum in the gavra. You're a chametz dika guy. Where's the chayim? Left way. Well, you have to be a chametz dika guy. You know what I'm saying? So that's only if you have a mokum that you have a place for chametz. I have my house. Oh shit, here's the chametz room. This is where I keep my chametz. And so if I have the chametz there. If I have the chametz there, then it's a kiyum in the gavra. But if I have no makom like that, but I never actually physically removed it, and the only reason why the chametz that's there is not a kiyum in the gavra because the gavra is mufka from chametz, but right now I can always change my attitude towards chametz. So if right now I say now I like chametz, so now it will exist as a kiyum in the gavra. That's the key. The tashbisu is in the cheftza. You can't change the cheftza once Pesach starts. Because it's not yours anymore. But the gavra is always yours. You're always the same. You're always you. You're always the baal on you. So if the only reason why it wasn't chayev because of the bedika is a shem in the gavra's rishus, he can change how his rishus is. The only thing is, according to this I'm saying, that if a guy drops a piece of chametz in your rishus, you'd also have to destroy it immediately. Could be. Right? I'm saying the gavra is related to chametz that he doesn't know about through the definitions in his rishus.
So are we saying anything different?